Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. School and health materials, equipment, and 12.5 tons of powdered milk were loaded into a solidarity container in Torrejón de Ardoz, Spain, bound for Santiago de Cuba. This is the continuity of one of the agreements included in the action plan of the 16th State Meeting of Solidarity with Cuba, held in Valencia in October 2022. Funds raised in the Tons of Powdered Milk for Cuba campaign, Tons of Solidarity Against the Blockade, allowed the shipment to proceed. On this occasion, essential was the collaboration from Solidarity organizations, unions, and parties in Asturias, which were supported by the groups that make up the state movement of solidarity with Cuba. Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez informed that next 1st and 2nd of November, the United Nations General Assembly will consider the draft resolution on the need to put an end to the blockade against Cuba. In his profile on the social network X, the Cuban foreign minister denounced that the United States ignores the calls of the international community to eliminate, without conditions, that unilateral extraterritorial and genocidal policy while reaffirming the right of the Caribbean nation to live without that blockade. Once again, the government of the United States, in its unilateral, extraterritorial, and genocidal policy, will be isolated in the face of the unanimous demand of the international community that Cuba has the right to live without a blockade, the diplomat remarked. The Martí Association of Cuban Residents in Panama called for the 12th caravan on Sunday, October 29, to demand the end of the United States blockade of the island. In statements to Prensa Latina, the president of the said association, Humberto Perez, specified that the new action is carried out systematically since March 2021, but on this occasion, it has a special connotation. According to Perez, the initiative takes place in the midst of campaigns by groups opposed to the triumphant revolution in 1959 that from Miami promote hatred and subversion against the peace and stability of Cuban families. If President Joe Biden spoke on behalf of the people of the United States, he would lift the blockade of Cuba and eliminate the designation of Cuba as a country sponsoring terrorism, activist Cheryl Lavash affirmed. According to Lavash, co-president of the National Network of Solidarity with Cuba, NNOC, this demand is certified by over 100 resolutions approved throughout the U.S., which represent some 55 million people. This statement was made to Prensa Latina in Boston, Massachusetts, where the NNOC annual meeting was held from Friday to Sunday. We will never turn our back on Cuba so that there are no doubts, including oil, because it is a country that suffers from an unjust blockade, Andrés Manuel López Obrador stressed this Monday. The Mexican president was strongly answering a question from a journalist at his morning press conference about the fake statements on an alleged sanction by Exim Bank for supplying oil to Cuba. We are going to do everything we can to help the Cuban people so that there is no doubt once and for all, we are going to do it, including oil, because the Cuban people are suffering from an inhumane, unjust blockade, and we are not going to turn our backs on it, nor do we have to ask permission from any foreign government because we are free, independent, and sovereign, the Mexican president stressed. This is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio. Looking forward to meeting again next Monday.